You rocking with Born Leaders and EML Gang. You already know.
EML, everything.
California palm trees, candy paint, cones, rock block and bomb, weed, car full of hoes, dipping down the back streets, stash rocks for the breeze, take that killer heat, Born Leaders run the streets.
Everybody to the Born Leader Podcast, your boy Levante S. Smith.
This your girl, Jamie B.
We got a special guest today.
It's your boy T-Fly, you already know. EML, everything EML.
Who is Christian Joel Jones, a.k.a. T-Fly?
Damn, just the whole government.
You getting into it.
That's on my Wikipedia, huh?
Maybe.
Probably say that. Huh?
Maybe. Maybe not.
It's a young kid that grew up in South Central Los Angeles and started off as a dancer, started off learning as a drummer, turned into an organ player. Just love the challenge. Somebody that carries a name on their back. And, you know, my whole family is musical, so yeah. I mean, just learning and just, you know, making it make sense, keeping the main thing, somebody that's from the city that's putting on.
How was it growing up in South Central?
Crazy. Shit, it's sicker than a movie, but you saw the movie.
Yeah? Where did the name T-Fly come from?
My name T-Fly come from my big bro, Fly Styles. Shout out to Fly Styles.
Okay.
Fly Styles is a rapper from Richmond, California. Cell Block 600, stand up, Central okay. Richmond, who is picked up by a group of dudes named Tony Rich, the Talawanga brothers.
Okay.
They're from North Richmond. Shout out to North Richmond. You know, Richmond, California, you already know.
Okay.
That sounds like your second home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your second home. You like.
For sure. Bro eyes.
Let's put some respect on your name. You're a rapper, record producer,
singer,
dancer, and songwriter.
Yeah, I'm all that, but who said I was a rapper, though?
I feel like you were on, I was going to get to it, on Annie R.U.O.T.A. 2 or 3, you was doing more rapping on that album. I feel like you was.
Nah, what do you know?
I got research right here. We was going to get to it. I got research.
So you said, like, so I got bars?
I feel like you do.
I got bars for a singer, but I don't.
I feel like you do versatile. I feel like you.
I'm very versatile.
I feel like you sing and then you can switch it and probably throw a couple of bars and then go back to singing.
Of course.
That's how I feel like it. Like
now, you're right. I did do the joint with Dom.
Yeah, you was rapping.
Yeah.
Dang, I was gonna get to that.
Motivation. Yeah, I did do that. So yeah, you right. But I'm not a rapper though. I'm a singer.
Yeah, I just
I do music. I love to be in my mode.
Yeah,
you know, it was a dope moment. And why not chase that kind of?
So we're not going
for the culture.
We're not gonna get a rap album from you no time.
Hell no.
Well, are we gonna get a joint album with you and Dom?
Of course. It's coming. It's coming any day now, man.
I felt like it was because when I went back to all your stuff, most. Of your stuff, you always featured him, and I was like, maybe they just so close, and I was gonna ask you, like, they have to have a joint something coming. That's dope.
Nah. Big ups to my big bro, Dom Kennedy, and you know he put on for the city as well, Lemur Park. You know, 9008 Stocker. You feel me? But me and Dom working on the Best of Both Worlds album right now. We about to be dropping. Any day now, but like the funny thing about that is with Dom, I remember like when I first worked with Dom, you know, I was so fast, so I like to get done with songs quick.
Okay.
You know, like probably like 30 minutes to an hour I spend the most on the song. So I'm like, all right, cool, boom, I'm thinking I'm done. He like, nah, like let's But, oh, I keep that part, but, like, and I ain't never had nobody do that to me. So, I'm like, and then, like, I had went back to Mike and Keys, and I was, like, so mad. Like, man, I'm not working with Dom no more. Fuck that. Hell no. Like, the next time, he gonna let me do my own thing again. And then, just to see what the song did when we dropped Still Calling. And just how his vision for the record, mm-hmm. man, he knew exactly what he wanted. He knew exactly how he wanted me to sound. He knew exactly what he needed from me. At that moment, I was just naive. I was more younger. Yeah. I wasn't really paying attention. I was just trying to get done with the song. Like, man, put it out. We booming right now. Yeah. Like, let's just go. And he wanted something more bigger. And still to this day, that song is a big, big record for him.
It is. Do you guys, when you guys are in the studio, do you guys bump heads? Like, not changes.
Not no more, because I'm a lot more mature now.
Okay.
But one thing I can say with Dom is, Dom would challenge me on just lively things, like checking me as, staying on my shit, Being who I say I am,
you know,
letting the people see T Fly, letting people know like, damn, this nigga really he could really work, A lot of times I would just be dummy drunk, just going crazy, mm-hmm. like just stupid lit, you feel me? And you just had to simmer it down. Like you can still get lit, but
yeah, you got to put work first, just a little bit.
Yeah, put it down first. So. Just him doing that with me and, his relationship with Nip, rest in peace to big bro Nip.
Yep.
But, him knowing how close me and Nip was and for him to, not try to take his place or any of that because you can't take his spot or whatever. That's big bro. But, just taking over what he'd been trying to do with me, what he was trying to do with me. And, I'm forever in love with my bro, OPM to the day I die. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up.
Speaking of joint albums, are we going to get the, were you and Ray J?
Of course. Like,
it's about to drop December.
Nah, look. All right, so.
wait, before you answer that, what's the name of the you and Dom joint album?
Best of Both Worlds.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
West Coast edition.
Yeah, that's my love one right there, man. We gonna make it make sense. And I'm gonna be honest, man. This is definitely gonna. I ain't even gonna say nothing, but this is gonna be dope. This is gonna be dope for the city, especially dope for me, cause I haven't really been out like that in a cool minute. A lot of people really haven't really heard me like that. Since for a minute, but they got the one take Jake thing right now, so that's cool. But putting the album out is gonna be very, very special right now for me.
So, what about the album with you and Ray J?
It's gonna come out. I think we just it. Like I always tell everybody, like everybody gotta agree on everything. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like boxing. When you got two boxers about to box. This one might want this size glove, this one want this size ring, this one want to come out first, he want to go second, he want to, With me, it's just like, man, I'm going to agree to everything. Just put the project out.
Right.
Shout out to my boy Ray J, Raycon, you already know, EML, everything.
How many tracks y'all got done so far?
We got joints. See, that's the thing, we got hella joints. Like, and that's one thing I love about Big Bro is he... See, a lot of people really don't know that Ray J can sing like how he sing.
Okay.
Like, I'm just being honest. Like, and
then why he don't let the world know then?
I mean, I think it's more so when you concentrating on this right here, it's just like 50 Cent. He could put out an album right now, but he focused on Power, on this set, on BMF, and all of that, and that's where the bag is right then and there. You don't want to pass the bag up. I mean, music, we know he can do that,
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is like, so many people still listen to Ray J's album, You know, a lot of people, I know a lot of women that still listen to Ray J album or whatever, but you know, would love to see him come back, and this is definitely gonna be one for the books.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. Fuck, marry, kill. Sing, write songs, or play instruments. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Sing, write songs, or play instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know, made it hard for you.
How about fuck?
Annie's. Oh, Annie. You play the drums. You played the drums for Barbara Streisand at the Democratic Party. I did get that from Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I got that
Democratic
Party. Yeah, yeah. How was that plan for the legend, Barbara Streisand?
At that time, I really didn't even understand.
Yeah, you was just...
Yeah, I was just doing what my grandma asked me to do, you know? And fortunately for me, it was just like to be coming up under somebody like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really understand at a young age. You just like, man, gotta go to church with grandma again. Gotta go to the House of Blues with grandma again. Like, that's the craziest thing, because we used to be at the House of Blues every Sunday and didn't want to go. You feel me? And then when I like started getting like 17, 18, yeah, then that's when it started really dawning on me, like, damn, my grandma really take this shit serious.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, my grandma got trophies and all type of jazz. You see all that shit over there, like, that's my grandma trophies and all of that. So, yeah, just seeing her take something so serious and put her dedication, like, she dedicated her whole life to that. You know, my grandma came to Los Angeles when she was 17 years old. She didn't know nobody out here.
Oh, wow.
So, to have took off the way she did, and, you know, a lot of groups still to this day, if you're a girl group and you sing in gospel, they'll let you know, like, man, we really take on what your grandma left. You know, my grandma was one of those people who took on a group from someone that, you know, one of her people that she was a protege to, you know, and she did her thing, man. You know, she took us with her, you know.
And I'm gonna get to that later, talking about your grandma. What's your favorite instrument you like to play and why?
I like to play the drums more than I like to play, but I like to play the organ too. But I like to play the drums, but they don't really let me play the drums because I know how to play the organ. So it'd be kind of crazy, but I mean, it's dope.
So who taught you, your grandfather?
Nah, actually my big brother. KS, you know, anything he did, I was going to try to do. You know, he started off playing drums, and once he started playing drums, I'm like, man, I'm gonna do that. You know, and then he started playing the keyboard. I'm like, I'm gonna do that. You know, then he started playing the organ. I'm like, I'm gonna do that too.
How many instruments can you play?
I can play three.
Okay.
Yeah, I can play three.
So the organ, the drums, and what's the other one?
The keyboard.
The keyboard.
Yeah.
Who did you grow up listening to?
Everybody. I grew up listening to, like, from the time I was, like, born to, like, when I was, like, 11, I was listening to nothing but gospel.
Okay.
Like, because around my grandpa, you couldn't really...
yeah,
you know, my grandpa was a bishop, so it was like...
Oh, okay.
He didn't have that. You feel me? I remember one time, like, my grandpa had a... He had a crazy-ass way of, like, getting on this. And I was, like, wilding out because, like, all the old... like the adults and like youth and all of that was going to go see Kirk Franklin. I was wilding out after church, like, I want to go with my mama, like, man, I want to go see Kirk Franklin stump. My grandpa was like, get your ass in that car while I stump with my hoe in your ass. I was like, fuck, damn. Shit, you feel me? So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, just those moments, but I couldn't say, like, oh, I'll be this, or I know for a fact I wouldn't be. It wouldn't be no damn teeth law. I'd probably be singing gospel if anything.
Really?
You feel me? If my grandpa was alive, hell yeah, he didn't play that. He was strict.
So you would you make a gospel song? I mean, album now still?
I'm trying to. Really? That's the craziest thing. I'm not trying to do the gospel album. I'm trying to be a part of a gospel album with my little brother. My little brother, Cecil Thompson Jr. He's a preacher.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, he's a preacher. He got his own church. Shout out to CTM. Everybody over there, they got the goods over there. They doing their thing. You feel me? And my brother is dope. He's one hell of a preacher. And he lives exactly what he taught. You feel me?
And that's what you need.
Yeah, more I can see if he was a hypocrite, like that. But that's you know, my brother from the time he was born, all he know is God, God, God. That's all. You know, all of us, we'll try to do something else and try to do. He's been just Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Is that your older or younger brother?
That's my younger brother. Okay. He's right up under me, too.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm the one with the name Christian. Right.
You also was a crumb dancer, and you exactly. went by the name by Tight Eyes. Where did the name Tight Eyes come from?
From my big bro, Tight Eyes, Cesare. Cesare Willis.
Cesare Willis.
Cesare LaRon Willis, man.
Was you part of a clown crew or a...
How could I say that? Like, I helped start a clown group with my Uncle Dante. You know, we had Traffic Clowns or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I even got discovered by Tight Eyes, is through my uncle.
Okay.
You know? I probably danced with them probably like 6 times, but after that it was over. That nigga Tight Eyes was like, come here. Miss Prissy was the one that came and got me, like, Tight Eyes wants you to be his tiny homie. See, I started off as Tiny Tight Eyes, and then I went to Baby Tight Eyes. Then I like kept switching my name, but it didn't even make no sense for me to switch my name because...
Was there like clown beef? You know how it's like hood beef? Was it clown beef?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
I thought you were like, no.
Like,
Oh, so y'all was like, site, we gonna crump y'all to death. We gonna crump y'all to death.
It was like that too, but niggas was really fighting though.
Oh, well, see, I never seen like, that side of it. Like,
yeah, no. You had niggas that was really, like, with the business. See, with Crump, it was, like, more so, like, niggas knew who they could fuck with.
Mm.
You feel me? And that's just how it was. But it was a lot of shit that went on. It was gangbangers that... I know hardcore killers right now that used to be out there like, wah! Oh, me. You feel me? Like,
you was also in Dave Chappelle's documentary, Rise.
Yeah.
How did you get on there?
I was the dopest young nigga. You feel me? I was just, like, I was small. I was dope. I was, like, it wasn't too many young cats that was like me. You feel me? Like, it was just... My shit was just authentic, you know?
I feel like you're a jack of all trades. Like, you know how to play instruments, you sing, you know how to dance, you write songs.
Was you just saying that because we right here right now?
No. Let me be honest. Let me be honest. I did research. That's why I said I have so much to ask you. I didn't know. I feel like you don't get the credit you deserve. That's how I feel.
No, I feel the same way.
Yeah, because I told him on Stars, shout out to C-Mac, no disrespect, but you said fight me first. Yeah. No beef. I'm just saying.
Look,
and there's
man,
a lot of people
nah,
that
nah,
sound
yeah,
no
nah.
disrespect.
I mean, no, nah, no. Nah. See, what Mac is doing right now, man, I love it.
Yeah,
man,
shout out to C-Mac.
What he's doing is he just keeping it real, man. A lot of things that I how I wanted to be, I couldn't be like that. He could be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what he doing is he doing this thing, man. And, you know, I tell Mac all the time, like, it's no, you know, Mac is, you know, Mac is Sprite and I'm Coca-Cola, man. You feel me?
Of course.
If we stay in our lanes, we'll never be in nobody's way.
And y'all real cool anyway, yeah. But I'm the type of person, like, I like to find
the original. We from the same hood.
Yeah.
Man. You know, I'm not even the originator of it. That's just a lingo that we, our unit say. Our little area. You feel me? Like, of course we add on to it, you know, shit. Shout out to the 50s, you know, 5578, yeah, I'm talking about.
I seen y'all went down there to downtown LA with the taco truck and helped feed the homeless.
That was just something that Matt got me to do to be a part of what he was doing, you know, like, bro, big bro, come down here, you're going to love it, this is what it's about. And, man, just being a dude, got a good heart.
Yeah,
a lot of people think, like, just because he, you know, from a gang or whatever, like he don't really know certain things, or he. I'm gonna tell you one thing. That nigga smarter than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Y'all can look at him and act like he ain't smart, but that nigga make money every day. It's not too many niggas that I can say that about.
Yeah.
You feel me? He's gonna make some money every day, and that's one thing I love about him is that. He hold it down, you know. Anytime anybody bring up my name, he like, man, that's my bro. That's T-Fly, man. I love you, and I send him the same kind of love. And so it'll never be no thing like, oh man, he did it or he said it first or he said it. You know, it's all of our shit. This shit by all of us. You feel me? Shout out to the homie C-Mac. You already know. Keep doing your motherfucking thing.
Is it true he almost died here because he didn't have enough water?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, man. I didn't want him to tell nobody that, though. See, y'all.
What happened?
All right, so Mac not supposed to, you know.
He had too much liquor.
I'm trying to, you know. Mac supposed to. He used to drinking beers.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So when he tried to, you know, get with the program with me, it's like, bro, I've been doing this. Yeah. This excuse my liquor. You know. Your shit should be excused the OE.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Cause you know, but he was straight though. That's my nigga, man. I love my nigga, but he funny as hell. Yeah. He did almost die. You feel me? That was one time I got nervous too. Like, damn, my nigga, don't die here.
Yeah. Like, don't die in your car. Yeah.
But that's my young homie right there. So nigga, you know, they gonna make sure cut straight regardless whether he was doing this thing or not. You know, I just find it that he found something that he loved and the people loving him back and that's hard for him. So this right now is his job. You know,
A
lot of people go to work and they don't even like what they do. You get what I'm saying? He get to wake up and just put a camera in his face and.
Just be him,
man. Not too many people can do that. So you know, for somebody like us, we blessed. I get to do music, you know. That's my love, you know. Like I said, a lot of people wake up and go to a job that they got somebody telling them what to do or
miserable, yeah.
You know, it's just a miserable job. Like man, I don't even feel comfortable doing this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, again, I say, man, shout out to my boy, man. He's been doing an excellent job, magnificent job, man. He's phenomenal, man. Hell of a dude.
You actually funny, too. I seen you on that Snoop Dogg show.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what the hell he gave you, but your ass
man,
is hot.
I keep trying to look. Hey, look, I'm not even going to look. I'm not even going to hold you. I ain't even going to hold you. Look. Stop. Don't do that. Look. All right, but look. No, for real. See... My uncle Ali, he wrote a fat ass blunt, right? So I'm thinking that Snoop just gonna smoke that one. Like he hit me with that powerful shit, and then I'm trying to smoke this, and then like, see, one thing I tell everybody, like, don't, we not about to put that shit out. It's already one going around. I don't need to be like, Like, nah, that ain't me. I can't. Like I'm a because I'm a tap out, man. I'm tapping out like a motherfucking wrestler, bro.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, so man, Snoop really smoke how everybody says. So
man, that nigga can smoke. Him, Wiz Khalifa. It's a lot of people that can smoke, man. You know, I don't want to say too many names because right. A lot of people don't really be, is not known for smoking that. But them two niggas is. Them niggas blow it up out of goddamn front of them.
Damn.
Shit. Your yeah, shout out to them, man. Yeah, shout out to Dog Thumb. You already know. DPJ.
Your family is musically talented. Your grandfather played instruments. Your grandmother was a gospel singer. Your aunt harmonized for Elvis Presley background group. Can you tell us the story about your aunt experience with Elvis Presley?
I'm not even going to hold you. I only know so much. Okay. You know, I didn't start finding out all of this all of these things until I like started becoming like T-Fly.
Okay.
You know. And I guess it was just a thing for my grandma and my mom and my auntie. I should say, my goddad, my older brothers, just my family, period, you know? They just wanted me to know. Just know where I come from, know why I sound the way I sound, know that I can get better at this. And
right.
This is where, you know, the family never got to take it to, and you can eventually do this. And, you know, just knowing that I'm not the only one.
Can any of your kids sing?
Yeah, of course.
I figured.
Man,
y'all be in here just harmonizing.
I don't even, because with me, I don't really try to force it on him. You know, I'm, especially with having a son, you know, man, that dude think he me all over again. So it's just like, I don't want it to get to a point where he think he got to be just like me, you know. I want him to do better than me. I want him to be better than me, you know. If you are gonna sing, if you are gonna play basketball, if you gonna play football, well, I'm gonna keep him out of football. I'm not letting him play football. They get hurt fast.
Yeah.
But like baseball, anything, like whatever you want to do, I'm gonna be there for him, no matter what. All my kids. Shout out to my kids. I love my kids.
You really do love your kids.
You know what I mean?